BFM 89.9, the business station.
You tuned into BFM 89.9, something there called Born to be Wild. And the orangutans have been born to be wild, but unfortunately, they are being deprived of their very own habitat. So we're going to talk about some very important things here when it comes to endangered animals, about sustainability and how we can be more responsible people by ensuring that the animals out there are taken care. We're going to speak now to Ms. Faria Marching, okay, of Way Out Experiences, Sindirian Berhad, which is WOX. Welcome to the studio.
Thank you.
Okay, tell us a bit about what Way Out Experiences is all about.
Way Out Experiences, or walks,
okay,
as we are more fondly known as,
okay,
is actually a volunteering company, we call it. But volunteering here, you know, has a different connotation in different countries. So when we talk about volunteer, responsible volunteering,
okay,
basically, participants who come onto our program come for about 2 weeks, 4 weeks, or even longer, depending on how long they sign on to the program. And they work with various animals,
okay,
that we have on our project. Of course, our key projects are the Great Orangutan Project and the Great Marine Project.
Who founded WOCS? How did it all start?
It was started by two of my friends,
okay,
Afzal and Guillaume,
uh-huh,
way in 2003.
Okay.
And then they found a niche over here in Malaysia, and they decided that they couldn't, they wanted to set up something over here in Malaysia instead,
mm-hmm,
and so asked whether I would work with them on this. And so we started the Malaysian company, and because the operations here has expanded so quickly,
mm-hmm,
we've transferred the headquarters to Malaysia now, and what we have in the UK is a marketing arm.
So what are the objectives of your company? What exactly do you do now in Malaysia? What's the project that you are involved in?
our project, okay, we focus ourselves on the Great Orangutan Project right now.
Okay.
And the Great Orangutan Project has, the objective of it is just to give the orangutans a better chance at survival.
Okay.
And what we do is to participate and support any of the larger organizations or government initiatives to work our little bit in, because we are a very small outfit.
Okay.
And what we can do is only a very, very little compared to the much larger conservation organizations out there or the government. What we usually do is cooperate with them,
mm-hmm,
or work on our own project and support them in different ways.
So, if, for example, if there's one big project going on to take care of a certain endangered animal species, and there's already a huge organization or a government organization that's handling that project, mm-hmm, what you do is just assist them in getting more volunteers or something like that?
No, well, not exactly assisting them, but we could... Okay, let me put it this way. Our Great Orangutan Project is a project on its own.
Okay.
Okay? It's our project, it's our baby.
Okay.
And what we have is we have several project sites. So we, okay, have them in Sarawak, we have in Sabah, we have in the 8 centers at Zoo Negara and Zoo Taiping.
Okay.
Okay. And at each one of these sites, we have several different programs.
Okay, give us an example of one.
Okay, so under the Great Orangutan Project, we have the Zoo Assistant Program, we have the Orangutan Encounters Program, the Borneo Wildlife Safari, Sarawak Orangutan Volunteer Program, Orangutan Release Program, several okay, different programs.
In okay, for the first one you mentioned is now is the Orangutan...
Which one? Orangutan Encounters?
Yeah, okay. Give us an example. What does that project do? What do you actually do in that one project as
okay,
an example?
Orangutan Encounters is a four-week program.
Okay.
What happens is the participant will come over and stay 2 weeks at the zoo.
Okay.
Mainly at the ape center,
mm-hmm,
and this is where they learn how to interact with the orangutans close up, because these orangutans don't have very much of a chance of being rehabilitated and released. Okay, so they don't hold them, cuddle them. That's not allowed. Okay. But
they assist the zookeepers in their upkeep and things like that.
Yes, okay. they will help in the cleaning. They will learn, you know, what kind of behaviors these orangutans are. They find out that orangutans are very much like humans. They are they can be happy. They can be sad. They can even throw tantrums and, you know, turn around and not speak to you for 3 hours because you did something against them. Find out that they have very different facial features.
So basically
a close-up education. And then, after that, they will move off to Sarawak.
Okay.
At Sarawak, they will spend 2 weeks there as well. So we have a center over there under the Sarawak Forestry Corporation called Matang.
Okay.
And what we do over there is manage some of the orangutans over there, okay, looking after their welfare and helping them work on rehabilitation projects and all that. So the volunteers who come in will spend a little time over there and then move off into Batang Ai. Batang Ai is a longhouse program. Yeah, in the midst of this election. It's a longhouse project that we are that we're working with. And the community over there is a community that stays right in the middle of this Batang Ai Forest Reserve. And so a lot of orangutans are out there. And we work with the community to ensure that these orangutans are not hunted and killed anymore. And because of our presence over there and how we have worked with the community has actually turned around and is actually very supportive of us. So all our programs work this way. Okay, we work with the community, we work with the animals. And none of the animals, be it the orangutan, the tiger, the elephants, we can't separate them from their habitat and the environment around there. So we work with all elements around it.
So to get a clear picture of what you actually do, it means you're basically a facilitator in the center. If there are people, say, in the UK, Mr. A, he's interested in wanting to know more about orangutans, wanting to have a experience, wanting to assist them in their survivability, they contact WOX. WOX will then, you will facilitate them by putting them, for example, at Zoo Negara and eventually onto the other projects. Is that correct? Mm-hmm.
Yes, that's correct. But that's only one program. So that's the Orangutan Encounters program. Say, for example, the Borneo Wildlife Safari program. That's a two-weeker program.
Mm-hmm.
So the volunteers would meet us directly over there in Sabah.
Mm-hmm.
And we will, of course, we go through the whole introduction.
Mm-hmm.
We have to make the participant and the volunteer understand that there is this whole great balance, because some people will come in very agitated that palm oil companies are destroying the habitats of the orangutans and, you know, the poor, or the cute orangutan, or the poor orangutans, you know, they're all getting killed, so no palm oil. But we have to balance that out. So that is our role, making them see what where the balance is and how critical it is for us not to just come down and shove things down people's throat and have them understand that there's this balance. Then after that, they move into the project. And the project, because the project at Kinabatangan is very specifically on this huge program that has been developed by the Sabah government, you know, WWF, Hutan, a whole range of organizations, especially the Sabah government. Then we are such a small player that we just go in there to support one little bit. And that whole program is for the development of the habitat, to preserve the habitat of the key species over there, the orangutans and the elephants. But of course, there's so many other species over there. I mean, the gibbons, proboscis monkeys, western tarsiers, rhinoceros, so many. Animals, and let me not even start on the birds and the insects and the plants over there.
BFM 89.9, the business station.